I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, September 1st. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he doesn't believe that the Quincy Teachers Union is negotiating for a new contract in good faith. Koch's comments come after the city recently reached contract agreements with unions representing other school workers, along with city labor unions and the police and fire unions. Koch says he's offered all unions a two-year contract with a 3% pay raise. He says the teachers' union won't sit down to the bargaining table until later this month. The Quincy Conservation Commission will meet remotely today from 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. And the first item on the agenda calls for the replenishment of sand on all 13 city-owned and operated beaches. The project involves restoring the coastlines with sand comparable to existing sand at the beaches. Two Brockton men are charged with trafficking fentanyl and cocaine across southeastern Massachusetts, including in Quincy. Police say a months-long investigation recently resulted in the arrests of 23-year-old Joshua Tavares and 22-year-old Kareem Pyers. Officers executed search warrants in six homes and two vehicles and seized drugs, a handgun, and cash. Police from Quincy, Brockton, East Bridgewater, and Norwood, along with the state police and DEA, all participated in the investigation. Suspects face arraignment in Brockton District Court. A shooting suspect was arrested at an apartment building off American Legion Highway in Dorchester yesterday morning. Boston police say the person is connected to a shooting that occurred hours earlier about a mile away on Rosedale Street. The victim has non-life-threatening injuries. The apartment where the arrest occurred is across the street from the golf course at Franklin Park. A SWAT team was called in, and the road was completely shut down during the arrest, but the suspect was arrested without incident. Police are still investigating the shooting. The suspect's identity and any charges against them have not been made public. Oh, it's the first day of school today in Braintree, but students at Braintree High School will not be in class. The start of the school year has been delayed a week after a pipe burst on August 14th and the rushing water damaged the school's electrical system. Generators are powering some essential services in the building while temporary repairs are made. The issue and the fix means high school students might not be allowed back into their classrooms until next Wednesday. The town's working to get the components to build a new system. However, there is no timeline on when a permanent solution will be in place. After Labor Day, all teachers, staff, and children 5 and older in state-licensed daycare and education programs will be required to wear masks indoors. The State Board of Early Education and Care voted unanimously yesterday to approve a policy consistent with the general schools policy approved last week. Adults and children over 5 will be required to wear masks regardless of vaccination status, and children between 2 and 5 will be strongly encouraged to wear masks. Exemptions apply. Students will not be required to wear masks while sleeping or eating, or if they have certain physical or behavioral conditions. Governor Baker said he agrees with the policy. The policy applies to after and outside of school programming, including programs at places like the YMCA. Town manager Alex Morse announced yesterday that Provincetown will drop its indoor mask mandate and replace it with an advisory. That mandate was put in place in late July as Provincetown dealt with a COVID cluster that surpassed 800 cases. When the order went into place, the town said it planned to remove the mask mandate once the positivity rate dipped below 3%. Yesterday, Morse said the positivity rate dropped to 2.3% on Monday, down from 15.1% on July 15th. The number of active COVID cases in Provincetown has been under 10 for nearly 3 weeks. As a result, town officials decided to downgrade the mandate to an advisory. Landlords and property owners in the city of Boston will be barred from seeking to evict tenants under a new city-level moratorium announced yesterday, 5 days after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the CDC's eviction moratorium. Boston Mayor Kim Janey said the Boston Public Health Commission's interim executive director signed a public health order temporarily banning residential evictions in the city. A copy of the order was not immediately available, but Janey's office said it took effect immediately and prohibits landlords and property owners from pursuing tenant eviction proceedings in the city of Boston. Janey also said she's instructed the Department of Neighborhood Development to create a $5 million fund to help homeowners avoid foreclosures and cover their mortgage, insurance, and condo fees. Homeowners who are delinquent on payments will be eligible, and the program will be financed with American Rescue Plan funding and CARES Act funding. Both the moratorium and the Foreclosure Prevention Fund, which Janey said would be detailed more next week, are part of what the acting mayor called a housing stability agenda. A check of business news this morning. Stocks fell yesterday. The Dow was down 39 points. Both the NASDAQ and the S&P lost 6. Global markets are mostly higher. The dollar rose. The euro's down. Oil at $69 a barrel. In sports, the Rays beat the Red Sox again last night, 8-5. They're back at it in Florida tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, some scattered afternoon showers at a high of 74 degrees. The heavy rains of what was left of Hurricane Ida move into the region late tonight and into the overnight hours with tropical downpours, and a flash flood watch is in effect. Tomorrow, the rain will continue through the morning and taper off by midday. The high of 69, and Friday, partly cloudy and a high 72. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 77. But the boater waves about a foot. Northwest winds become easterly later today. High tide, 7:39 a.m. Sun rose at 6:09, sets at 7:17. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Updates for Wednesday, September 1st.